Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this weekend, everybody's going to be talking about the Super Bowl.
And absolutely.
A lot of us, including me, watch for the ads because that is, it's the Super Bowl of ads, too. Why has the Super Bowl itself become the place where everybody wants to be advertising-wise if they can afford it?
Sure. I think first and foremost, the NFL and football continues to be the number one sport. And some say it's America's pastime, right? And so there's always a wide variety of people that are interested in football. And the Super Bowl, the reason why it's attractive to people, obviously it's the end of the season that, again, people love watching. But it's become almost a national holiday. And I believe there's some stat that's like a crazy number of people calling sick the next day. And some have even petitioned that Monday should be a national holiday. And the reason brands and marketers love the Super Bowl is exactly what you just said. One, it is the single biggest media event of the year, regardless of whatever platform or channel that is. Numbers vary every year, but roughly 100 million people tune in to watch the big game, as mm-hmm. they call it. And from a television standpoint, which still has the largest reach, that is by far and away the biggest event. The Oscars or the Academy Awards are a distant second at around 40 million people. So you can see it's an opportunity to get your message out to a lot of people. And that still matters for brands. What also is a reason, it is an event. If you think about, whether you're looking at YouTube videos, you want to skip ad, you've installed an ad blocker, or you just want to change the channel when an ad comes on. Varying research states that, 50%, if not more, of people are watching the big game, not only for the football, but for the ads. So it's this perfect opportunity of large reach or awareness and high attentiveness.
What are some of the ads or brands that we can expect to see this year? Some of the ones that we see kind of every year, or any new surprising things coming up?
For sure. Well, there are a lot of brands that use the Super Bowl on an annual basis. So you will see whether it's Anheuser-Busch, a plethora of their brands, whether it's Bud Light, Michelob, those brands will be in there once again in a very big, big way. Doritos is another brand that has used the Super Bowl very effectively over the last year. They will be there as well. Snickers is another one that 10 years ago they launched that You're Not You When You're Hungry campaign. So it's their 10th year of that campaign. So they will be back. Along with a lot of automotive companies and everything. There are some new advertisers coming in. Facebook will be there for the first time. They are a relatively new, what I would call, brand advertiser to television within the last, year or two. So they'll be a new advertiser in the big game. New York Life is new. And even a brand that's been around for a long time that you think has a lot of awareness, but Kellogg's Pop-Tarts will be in the big game as well.
Okay. Tell me what goes into the making of these ads. It's an astronomical amount of money. Tell me about the planning process and the shooting process and just everything that goes into it for 30 seconds that you're hoping somebody's watching.
It is crazy if you think about it. And being in the business for as long as I have, we do have current current client that is running in the big game. We are not creating special advertising this year for the Super Bowl, but we'll be running an ad campaign that has appeared for the CHS brand in digital media first, and then Cenex, the convenience stores that are in a lot of Minnesotan and communities, will also be in. And were running advertising that has aired before. But I have actually worked on national brands too. Back in the day, H&R Block, and if you remember the Willie Nelson ads from, man, about 20 years ago now. But they were, you know, what goes into that is actually about a year's worth of planning, research, creative development. It makes what I do, the media buy, relatively simple. But yeah, I mean, with the cost of a Super Bowl spot, 30-second ad, running around $5 to $5.5 million this year, you know, it's hard to say because depending on if you have celebrities and where you have the locations shoot, and then of course all the time it takes for an ad agency and clients and producers and directors to do this. You know, it's very easy that a Super Bowl investment could cost $10 to $20 million just to have that one 30-second ad running, depending on what goes in.
That's amazing. Tell me what is exciting you about this year's crop of commercials, or what would be a few that you would tell people to make sure they try to see?
Sure. Well, because of that investment that goes into the game, the Super Bowl used to be a platform where you were surprised. You know, you sit around the big game, and granted, I'm not the average person because I'm in the advertising and media business, so I pay more attention to this. But a lot of times now to reap that return on a marketer's investment, they want to find ways, whether it's through leaking the Super Bowl spot early. So, you know, just like we're doing right now, media companies talk about it. To raise more attention or awareness of the like brand, you've got brands like Snickers this year. You may actually have seen on TV running teasers that sort of gives you a hint of like what may come. So watch for their ad. But I would say, you know, my favorites that I've seen so far, I'll quickly just point out four. The Hyundai Automotive Company, their car park ad. I'll try to do my best Boston accent, CAPAC ad. I found really funny and entertaining. And that's one of the sort of keys to the success of a great Super Bowl spot is you want to make sure, even though people are gathering around the TV to watch the big game, how do you stand apart? So humor and emotion are a great way. I've also been a big fan years ago, if you think back of Super Bowl ads that you may remember, the Budweiser What's Up ad.
Yes.
They are coming back.
Oh, good.
And if you've seen it, it's actually a reboot, not only of that concept with the same actors or different, but it's using Alexas and Google Homes.
Oh, my gosh.
To start doing the same conversation and What's Up, which I think is really good, too. I'm also a Breaking Bad Bryan Cranston fan. Mm-hmm. And so Bryan Cranston is playing the role of Jack Nicholson in The Shining in a new product that's being launched for Mountain Dew. It's Mountain Dew Zero. I thought that was a really good ad. All three of those I mentioned are very humorous ads, which humor is a big play in the Super Bowl. But Bud also has an ad called Typical American. Typical American,
mm-hmm.
that really plays at the heartstrings of what's going on in culture right now, of just typical middle American, some people call it flyover country, but of all the things that typical Americans are doing that seem like everyday events, but really help elevate the importance of like, man, these little things that people are doing that are helping others help make this country great. And so that's, of the ones that I've seen so far, that also stood out to me. It wasn't funny. It didn't make me cry, but it definitely had more of an emotional connection and I thought was really relevant without getting into politicals.
Okay, good. What about any local advertising involvement here? Your agency or other agencies? I mean, is the Twin Cities still a pretty big advertising agency hub that gets some good exposure at events like the Super Bowl?
Definitely. We are a top five market, and sometimes that varies year to year. But think of the Minneapolis-St. Paul area as a top five market for advertising agencies, and which is great because it draws attention to the community and clients come in and they have choices to make. I do know we call McVoy. We have two ads. We actually have three. Two for Cenex, the convenience store, and then a new brand campaign for CHS, which is their parent company. Yeah, I'm not aware right now of any other local shops or local brands that are in the big game. But I will say another ad that isn't done locally but plays off Fargo and Minnesota, is from Squarespace, the company that builds it.
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder. Yes. Winona, Minnesota.
Yes.
Definitely done in like the Coen Brothers Fargo movie. Yeah. They've even released a 3-minute online film that goes along with the 30-second ad.
Wow.
So that one has a very loose connection to here.
Right. And with so many people who will be sitting watching the Super Bowl but tweeting at the same time, like together, the big group tweet when everybody's watching the same show, will Twitter have ads that are also kind of geared toward the Super Bowl crowd? Or how does that work now with such a big social media presence?
It's interesting when anyone, it seems like, because of the ubiquity of Facebook and to a lesser extent Twitter, but mobile phones, smartphones, it's very common practice now, and we call it media multitasking, is when you're watching TV, you're glued to your phone as well, most likely checking Facebook, Twitter. So naturally, it's a play for those media companies and brands to help have that two-screen experience. And so I think it'll be interesting to watch how brands are using both of them together. I haven't seen anything yet that I would say is a really interesting way. It goes back to a few years when I believe the big game was in New Orleans and the power went out briefly. And Oreo Cookie, who never ran a spot in the Super Bowl, was able to quickly capitalize and do a tweet called Dunk in the Dark that was almost a real-time play of what just happened. And that, of course, was like a watershed moment in social media. And I think it really had a way for brands to go, how can we use the like two together? I will say there is research that says the Super Bowl is actually one time where people aren't looking at their phones as much, but that still doesn't mean there isn't massive scale or opportunities for brands to use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and others to really sync that up or just garner attention.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.